Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Anyone's watching us yet because we haven't sent out the link. But welcome to episode who knows what number, the season three episode, season two episode.
I think it's 28. I put down 28. I'm not 100% sure if it's 28. But.
Season two episode 28 of Brews and Bruins, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast presented by Bruins Diehards and Save More Spirits. Sponsored by DraftKings also. Speaking of DraftKings.
Oh, yo.
Drew, speaking. You got some words for us?
Oh, we got some words and there's some new ones. It's that time of year again. Bubble teams are making their final push for a bid while the top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. And DraftKings is giving all customers a free shot at up to $100,000 in total prizes. All you have to do is head to the DraftKings app and make your picks. Download the DraftKings app, head to their free-to-play pools page, and enter DraftKings' free $100,000 tournament seeding pool. Free-to-play pools are easy to play. All you have to do is make your picks for who you think will get a ticket into March's biggest tournament. Plus, don't forget about Golf Swift Major this weekend taking place in Florida, where DraftKings will have even more money up for grabs. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN to get a free shot at a share of $100,000 in total prizes with DraftKings Tournament Seeding Pool. That's promo code THPN to get a free shot at $100,000 in prizes. Only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. I'll clean up that ad later. Chris, you got one for us?
Yeah. We're also sponsored by Save More Spirits. Shouts to Save More Spirits. What can I say about Save More Spirits that hasn't already been said in our last however many episodes we've had sponsored by them? But if you live in Somerville, Medford, Cambridge, or Malden, or anywhere close to there, you can go pick up your beers, all of your beers, wines, liquors. I mean, we're partial to beer here, but you know, we're not going to shame you if you go elsewhere with your drinking habits. I mean, they got the macro brews. They got all of them. They also got craft brews, local beers. I mean, what else could you ask for? And if you don't live in those areas and you live kind of close-ish by and you still want your drinks and maybe you don't want to go out and get them because we're still in a pandemic, you can get them online through online ordering, mini bar,
no way,
Drizzly, and check this out, if you want free delivery with Drizzly, use our promo code brews ampersand bruins, no spaces, and possibly capital B's. We haven't tried with the lower cases, but give it a shot. I mean, who cares? You know,
there we what's go. Up? There are yeah, ads. I love doing our ads live more because we're kind of like trying to get through them more.
a drinkable podcast you can taste. Welcome all, however many of you.
What are you drinking, Chris?
I am drinking the same beer that I started the game with because it is a Thursday night. I've got a Harlan.
Let's see that.
Brewing Lunar Maps. It is Yeah, so I like the nautical theme here. It's pretty clean. As far as a beverage, it's pretty good beer. It's a pretty standard IPA. It's a little citrusy and mostly just hop flavor. As far as taste, we'll start with taste. You know, it's not super flavorful. It's you know, it's a little watery, you know, but like you do get those hop flavors. Honestly, it reminds me more of a session IPA, but it's kind of in between. It's a 6.5%. So, you know, expecting a little more flavor out of that. So we'll give it like a 7 out of 37. Drinkability though, pretty off the charts, because it's not too aggressive in any way. You can pretty much pound those. So, you know, I'll give it a 34 for drinkability.
Nice. There we go. I'm just drinking an Omission as I usually do, but I will rate the beer I had earlier, which was a Moose Juice IPA from the Great North Ale Works in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm trying to remember, because I had that, then I had a cider, then I had a water, then I had this. So my taste buds, it's way back in my taste buds memory. Let's go. I remember tasting it. I can kind of remember the taste.
If you can remember tasting it, it has to have some taste.
So I'm going to say, you know what? I'll go a 37. I'll go a 37 out of 37 on taste. You could definitely taste that beer.
Totally.
Drinkability? I can taste it from here. Drinkability, I did get a tall glass and I did drink all of it. So we're going to also give it a 37. If I had it in front of me, it'd be different, but we're just going to go 30. It is the best beer
out there. Oh, man. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
We do have a comment, folks. Spoke Z. Pigeons.
What's up, Colin?
How's it going, Colin? We suddenly spiked up to 15 viewers, so I assume he just tweeted it out.
He retweeted it, yeah. Thank you for that.
Hey, hello, hello, low quality.
Hello, a Jess of the highest quality.
So what have you got on tap, Chris? What do we get to talk about?
Other than beers? Oh, man, we... really distracting having the comments coming through, but I love it. We have a post-game breakdown of Bruins Rangers 4-0 win. I mean, Halak got the shutout, pretty solid from him. Yep. And a lot of the guys that people have been complaining about not scoring enough got it going.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was great to see DeBrusk score, of course.
Dr. Brusk.
Shouts Jess for that one. Yeah, I mean, I think obviously everyone's eyes were on him, considering the circumstances of a healthy scratch. And I mean, I wrote an article for Bruins Diehards. Check that out.
That is worth celebrating in and of itself.
I know, right? you know, it's once a quarter that one of us writes an article.
We're in talks to begin writing a weekly column, so.
Are we?
Talks among ourselves.
We talked about that. But yeah, no. Good to see DeBrus score. In fact, I saw a tweet from Evan Marinovsky, and it just disappeared. But apparently Cassidy had praise for DeBrus. He said it was good to see him score. He thinks he played well.
I don't believe that sitting somebody magically makes somebody understand that they have to score goals. DeBrusk knew that he should be scoring goals.
I think he knew more than anyone else that he should be scoring goals.
But I do think maybe getting a night off to reset, not have to worry about it so much for one night. And you know, it's a long season, packed pretty tightly this year. So you know, getting one of those nights off can be pretty valuable. And he legitimately looked good tonight. And I think he's mostly been unlucky so far this year, but you've seen fatigue a little bit earlier on in the season, and this looked like a pretty good showing for him.
Yeah, and I think what especially sticks out in my mind was the was the play where I think it was actually shorthanded that they had DeBrusque and Stanika out there. And I was surprised that they had DeBrusque and Stanika out there together. Like, if you're trying to try one of them out on the PK, to just throw them out together, I don't know. I feel like you put one with Corrali or something, like, you know, a veteran on that, a PK veteran anyway. But yeah, there's just that one play where DeBrusque went to his knees and tapped it with one hand towards Stanika. And then if Stanika got that, it would have been two one-handers in a row, one-handed assist and then a one-handed goal. Just wide, didn't get enough on it, Stanika. But yeah, I mean, DeBrusque looked confident out there. He looked a lot more confident in his game. And yeah, I don't think that's magically because, you know, he rested for a game or anything. But I think he knew, you know, he was a little bit on the hot seat. And I think that healthy scratch really drilled it in that, like, yeah, all right, I need to perform. And yeah, that doesn't magically result in the goal, but I think he definitely played a, you know, the goal aside, a better game than he has all season. Might have been one of his best all season, just from an all-around standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I do think getting rid of the stick with the hole in it was probably a good move.
Yeah, maybe that helped. Yeah.
I think most people look at that, first of all, absolute psychopath shit to put the tape over the hole, which I think he stopped doing eventually, but like,
I think that defeats the purpose of having it there at all.
I never understood that at all, but yeah, sure, get rid of I do fully believe that. I don't believe in like the superstitions. I do fully believe in people believing in the superstitions, like having that placebo effect of this will get me going. Like anything, mostly in baseball, like that shit for pitchers, like pitchers just like doing random weird things differently, switching up their game. Cause it's a lot of the same stuff. Like you need things to go your way to be successful in a professional sport like hockey or in baseball, where sometimes you just get unlucky for a really long time. And I think DeBrusque's 3% shooting percentage was kind of emblematic of that.
Yeah.
This guy whose career percentage is like 12 or 13% isn't going to be shooting 3% for an entire season. And good to see him get off the schneid kind of exactly when he needed to, as all the trade rumors and things were coming up. But yeah, and another guy who, I mean, magically got it going this game after having a really tough one last game where he had a paddle save on a wide open net against him for his first goal of the year. And he finally cashed in on a clapper on the power play. It's David Krejci.
Upon this rock.
Our cornerstone. Upon this rock, we build our church.
On a cornerstone. I think that's Kings of Leon.
There is a song called Cornerstone by Arctic Monkeys.
Ooh. Love Arctic Monkeys. I don't know that song. Anyway, Krejci, upon this rock, I shall build my church. Yeah, no, that was great to see. I was really, when I saw that, I was really just like hoping that it didn't get deflected on the way in. I was still thinking with his luck, it definitely like hit off Nick Ritchie or something.
Nah, like that, I pulled the trigger immediately on that tweet. I didn't care. Like, that was him as his goal.
Yeah.
We're giving it to him anyway.
Yeah, I got a chance to tweet out the good old meme, the old reliable original upon this rock. And yeah, no, it's great to see him. I mean, he's been playing great. Like, even without finishing, he's been playing superb. And just seeing that finish is, I don't know, icing on the cake. Well deserved for him. It's been a long time coming. Like you said, the paddle save, what was that, last game or a couple games ago?
Yeah, it was the last one against Washington. I believe it was Vanacek.
Yeah, and just, yeah, he's past due for one. And it's not his fault of his own. He's been playing great, but it's good to finally see him get one on the board for sure.
That was Islanders, right? Varlamov,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Hey, we have a question.
Who do you think the Bruins should go after at the deadline? Says J_Vital1. Vital.
Vital.
I don't know why I read that as Vital. I'm fully in like hockey names. Vitek Vanacek. Like, I need to. Who do you think the Bruins should go after? I think yes. First of all, it should be Spoked Z. I mean, we've talked about the Predators guys, like the Forsbergs and Ekholms, and those are good targets. I think it's those types of players you're looking for, players who are on either expiring or have 1 year left on a decent deal, where the price is not going to be so exorbitant that the Bruins can't match other teams, because the Bruins are pretty low on assets unless you're making a hockey trade where you're giving up guys off of your meaningful players off of your roster for different players. And I feel like this team is balanced enough where you're not really looking to do something like that. Yeah.
The entire Predators franchise acquired the city.
Yeah, I mean, there are players out there that kind of fit the bill, but I'm not looking at anybody specific other than those Predators players. If something happens, like, cool. But there are so many targets out there, it's hard to pinpoint, like, this is the guy, unless you're looking at, like, Matthias Ekholm's probably my number one.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's going to be a defenseman. In past years, it's been so much like, get Krejci a winger, and then they get him one for 1 year, and, you know, just down that path. But this year, it's changed. We need a defenseman. So, yeah, I mean, Ekholm definitely comes to mind. I honestly think that's the guy that the Bruins have both been tied to and I think would be the biggest impact on the team. Based on, you know, the other guys that are seemingly up for grabs via rumors. Yeah, that's a guy I'd target. I think they definitely do need another defenseman. I know they bring in Tenorti, but it's not going to be
the Tin Man.
But you're definitely, like, not to shit on him, but, like, a lot of the guys that could be traded or that are in trade rumors would be an upgrade from Tenorti. I mean, I think it's refreshing from the standpoint that it's finally like, all right, we're targeting defensemen. No longer is it going to be like, okay, that second line winger that everyone thinks is a second line winger that isn't a second line winger that we're going to go after. Chanel asks, where's Cam, JK? Spokesy says, Tenorsity?
Tenoris D.
Nah, dude, it's Tin Man.
Yeah.
Tin Man. Speaking of Tin Man, he was okay tonight. What else?
Yeah,
we got?
I feel like he was fine. We got the debut of this season of I can't with these comments. We had Zach Senyshyn come in, yes. And I thought he played pretty well. Wasn't given a ton to do in terms of responsibility, but, you know, playing on the fourth line, I think acquitted himself pretty well and had some good opportunities and showed off that speed, which is really what is his calling card.
Yeah.
And I mean, I see him as an NHL winger. I think he's got an opportunity to be that in the coming years.
Yeah. I think, there's one specific moment where I saw him beat out an icing, I mean, yeah, it showcases speed. I also think it's, you know, he knows this is his opportunity. And I think he'll get a couple more games down the line to prove that he has a role on this team. And, you know, if he keeps having games like that where it's not necessarily like there's a negative there, but it's also not necessarily like he was a standout or anything, but he filled his role well, that he is going to carve himself out a position in the main roster. You know, he's kind of like going after DeBrusk's role at this point, honestly, with DeBrusk being scratched this game as well. But
hey, honestly, give me a fourth line of Bjork, Sednika, and Senyshyn.
Yeah.
Like that's my ideal. Like I'm all in on the just throw your young guys out there and like see what they can do on the fourth line. Because
yeah, I think when it comes playoffs, I'd like to see a guy like Corrali there, a guy like Wagner maybe, but
Wagner's, now, according to the fancy stats, been one of the worst wingers in the entire league, so I'm okay with
awesome.
Him sitting
throw him
for
out there
a while.
He's from Mass, come on, it doesn't matter, he's from Mass, he's automatically up there. But Yeah, I mean that'd be great. I would actually really like to see that, even if it was just for one game as an experiment. I'd love to see that. That could be really cool. But yeah, I don't think Sonnenschein was bad. I don't think he was like fantastic, but I think he deserves another game up in the pros.
I mean,
not nonfiction, up in the pros. That's a Shouts. Writing joke.
Drew is a writer, as he showed off this week by publishing an article.
By publishing one article. Hey, I've been publishing others over at wickedlocal.com. Check it out.
So, Halak, really solid game. He was
Yarrow.
He was peppered with shots, especially in the first period and a little bit toward the end of the third period, where the game didn't matter so much, but obviously it matters because you want to lock up that shutout. But yeah, I mean, this is what you're looking for when Rask is injured. This is why you have a guy like Halak and not a youngster playing like his first NHL season behind him.
Yeah, you do got Vladar behind him, but
and Swayman.
And Swayman. Oh my god, I can't wait for Swayman to finally get a shot at the NHL. Hopefully next season. But yeah, no, Halak. I mean, did it wind up being a shutout? I had to tune it out was, early.
Yeah, he made a couple of big saves at the end of the third, and they killed a penalty with like 2.5 minutes left, locking it up.
Yeah, and then there was the game against Washington where I think he deserved a shutout there, and it didn't wind up happening.
He's had a shutout this year already, so
yeah. And not that shutouts are really a good stat to go off of, similar to wins for a goal.
Cool.
It's kind of like it's just like a fact that happened. It wasn't even like, you know, you could have a goaltender who certainly earns a win, but then it's also like, all right, well, they got like 12 shots on goal. Like, was that like, you know? But yeah, I mean, Halak looked great all game. Shutout aside, I mean, there were multiple great scoring opportunities for the Rangers there that he thwarted. A couple where he had to go post to post for too. And yeah, I mean, looked great all night for sure.
Really good rebound control. Making sure pucks weren't squirting out. Like he had to trap them like between his arm and his pads like a couple of times. Just really nice game. Love to see it. Hope Tuukka comes back soon, because don't want to have to be playing Halak too many games in a row, but it'd be interesting to see Vladar get a start.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I'd like him to have the opportunity to, you know, kind of rewrite.
To do it in a game that's not a playoff game.
Yeah, and maybe not feel that pressure and maybe not give up like 17 goals or whatever he gave up.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes when that happens, it's like, okay, he just got unlucky and like gave up a few goals. Now he looked really bad.
Yeah. No.
So would love to see him get another chance, because he's been good at the AHL level pretty much. Vladash, yes. Pronounce Vladash. We're not doing that. Sorry.
Hey, did you notice that behind you with the lamp, it looks like the sign on a woman's room, like a ladies' room, like, cause you got the dot up there, that your hat hanging on the ceiling. You see that? It's like the head, then the skirt, your lamp. What? No, no. Am I the only one? Colin, come on, tell me you see that.
I think you've
the lampshade.
I think you've mentioned this on the podcast before, and I still like, I know what you're talking about. It's just,
come on. Anybody out there can back me up? Whatever, fuck it. But
yeah, sorry, Drew.
Oh, I thought this message was referring to what I was talking about.
No, it's the Vladar Vladash thing.
The black circle thing? Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And then the lampshade below it. This is for all those watching on YouTube or live, by the way. I'll probably cut this out.
You're leaving it in!
Leave it in. This is Bruce and Bruin's blooper edition. That's a portal. Ah. Okay. I like the way you're thinking. I also like how you're one of those guys who hangs their shoes on the wall, Chris.
Yeah, man. I got too many shoes, so.
Too many shoes.
Really have anywhere else to put them. There's literally another one of those things on the back of that door, too, that is filled with shoes.
Wow. Yeah, see, I have like two pairs of shoes that I wear like daily, and then like a couple for special occasions. I don't have a lot of shoes. I never had a lot of shoes.
That's what I was like. And then
became an adult.
When I became an adult, I realized there were more occasions for okay, I get it. I have too many shoes, Jess. I wish I had Heelys.
I want Heelys.
I think I've wanted Heelys since I was a kid. Too dangerous when I was a kid, and now way too dangerous now that I'm an adult.
Yeah, I remember when those first came out. I think I was in like middle school at that point. Or maybe it was younger, because how old were you, Chris, when those came out?
Oh, I was in like elementary school, so they've been around for a while.
They've
been around since the 90s for sure.
I remember, and I thought they were cool. I'd see like kids like in the mall.
Like, Colin, do kids these days still wear Heelys? I don't even know if they still exist.
I feel like I saw them recently on some sort. It might have been a TV show and it was like outdated, but I remember seeing kids wheeling around.
Man, it's a little depressing that like movies about the 90s are period pieces now.
Yeah, right. Good Will Hunting.
we got anything else to say about that game?
I mean, it was good. They won. That's a positive. I think they really needed a win there. I mean,
we got a text from Lancey. You might break yourself in Heelys, which would be on brand.
Where'd that come through?
I don't know. Lancey's texting me.
Oh, like SMS?
Yeah.
See, I was expecting Twitter.
No.
But, I think they needed a win there. I think, it's the Rangers, where it's a team that, while they've been actually pretty decent as of late, I believe, I think that's definitely still a game you really need to win, especially coming off of the situations they have been in. I think it's great. dwindling down
here. My overall thought is, as always in hockey, it's never as bad as it seems and never as good as it seems. So the Bruins going on a cold streak and not scoring a lot of goals for a few games is probably partially bad luck and also partially just not playing very well. And
yeah,
I mean, one game of scoring four goals against the Rangers probably isn't the thing that is the fix, but also I think it was a good game and they look good. So like, you got to feel pretty confident about it. And, I mean, the big thing is just like not losing to the Devils every time they play the Devils.
Islanders.
The Islanders are good though.
Yeah. Spooksy says goals are bad.
Goals are bad.
Well, it depends on which side of the goal you're on. Also, you could just try to set goals for yourself, and those are good.
How many people we got in the anybody else have anything to add? Yeah,
give us some questions.
Just toss some things. I got like half a beer left. Also, shouts to Colin. I'm drinking PBR.
Can't score too many goals, in my opinion. Can't show the rest of the league your hand.
Yeah, true. You don't wanna show off, because then you put a target on your back. And also, you want to save those goals for the next game.
Exactly.
Like, they really should have only scored one goal in this game so that they could score three goals in the next game.
Get them off your scent. This is my thesis. Colin coming at us with the big hits.
All right. Well, let's do another 30 seconds of waiting. Periscope's shutting down at the end of this month, so I'm too lazy to make an account on there and comment, says Nick Lancey. Yeah. So
what are we going to do? Where are we going to? Hey, follow us on Instagram at Brews and Bruins.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to start posting
on YouTube.
We're going to start posting thirst traps to get people to follow us, because we have 10% of the followers on Instagram as we do on Twitter. So, yeah. Yep. Honestly thought about asking Lancey to come on this, but decided, you know, just the two of us, we could probably get out of here faster.
That's true. Speaking of which.
All right.
I think that's all we got.
Thank you for tuning in live or not. We honestly don't care which.
No, we got to sing. We got to sing. We got to sing. Okay. Anyone who's still watching in the comments, put down a song we need to sing that is not going to get us canceled. Looks like my camera was unplugged.
Why are you a pigeon?
It just looks like my camera was unplugged and my camera is attached to my laptop. So I don't know what to do here. I am a pigeon for now. All right. Keeping it. I never put it there. There goes yours.
Yeah, I turned it off. I pressed the stop cam button in solidarity.
Oh, maybe I did too. No, I didn't. Oh. Why is the OBS logo there?
I don't know. You popped up for a second.
For me, it's just the OBS.
I don't know what that is, but
that's okay. So it's a thing that like captures your screen on your computer. But anyway, Praying by Kesha.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, me neither.
Sorry, come on, Colin, we're not cool. Like hanging out with the young kids like you. So
yeah, we're not sketchy. JK, your teacher. Why did I just say JK out loud? I don't like that. I'm editing that out for sure.
Good luck. Fucked. Good luck editing this whole thing. This is a mess.
Yeah, this is gonna be. I like how I said I was gonna do this tonight, and I'm definitely doing it like tomorrow afternoon.
I might edit my other podcast tonight.
Want to edit this one instead?
No,
this is absolutely not a song my kids listen to.
Yeah, I'm aware that Kesha is way too old for the kids.
Hey, speaking of Shake My Head, I whip my hair back and forth.